inspiration spot for Paws and Tails. You ready, Dave? In 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tails. We are working hard to let, well, the whole world know about just how much God loves his children. We do that through music, storytelling, and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, there are a lot of kids, families who don't know about us yet, so we need your help. Just visit pawsandtails.org, and you'll see a donate button there. Click on it and type in $2 kabillion.
Ned, stop. Any donation amount would be helpful, and we'll use it carefully and wisely, the same way Insight for Living has done for more than 40 years. Join us and become part of the Paws and Tails team so we can invite the world to imagine God's love.
Even $1 kabillion would be really helpful.
Oh, Ned.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far.
It wasn't too far from me.
Insight for Living Ministries is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood. Mayor Boggs has called a town meeting to announce the worst kept secret in the town's history. Even though everyone knows what he's about to say, the whole town is just vibrating with excitement anyways.
Good afternoon to all of you. Thank you all for coming out today for this auspicious event. Thanks to the decorating committee for all the hard work you did to spruce up our town square for this historic gathering that...
Sorry to interrupt.
Spruce up our town. Already said that. This historic gathering that will change all of our lives going forward.
It's about the gold. He's gonna tell us they found gold in that tunnel.
Hugh, be quiet. This is important.
CJ, I'm gonna make you be quiet.
I love gold. I want some gold.
Mange, what would you do with gold? You had that nickel for almost a year and wouldn't spend it. You are terrible with money. Terrible.
I was waiting for just the right thing. I am a patient and thoughtful buyer. I remember when you had that nickel mold. Oh, wait! You never have had a nickel!
All right, fellas, quiet down. Let's have some respect for Mayor Boggs.
My dad says Boggs can use more words and say less with them than anyone, anywhere.
Respect, boys. I'd like a little quiet respect right now.
Your dad is right.
Multi?
Sorry.
Recently, while tunneling into a new and unvisited region of the mountain... Joel, stop that! Put that tuba down!
So sorry. I was just trying something. So sorry.
As I was saying, they found a small and interesting clump of... something. It was gold! Then they found more and more, and then they discovered that it was an entire vein that seemed to go further into the mountain. Gold has been discovered in Wild Mountain! Mr. Rockler, will you please tell us what will be happening next? Ladies and gentlemen, help me to welcome our own captain of industry, Mr. Rockler!
Thank you. Thank you all. The vein seems large, and the gold is, so far, of extraordinary purity. I've ordered new equipment, and we're increasing the number of workers on our staff. We'll need housing, food, supplies for all the workers that will be coming. I've no doubt that everyone in Wildwood will benefit from this discovery in ways that will bring you prosperity for generations to come. So, who wants to prosper in Wildwood? This town will never be the same again. Let's all get to work.
Guys, did you hear they found gold?
Marcia, we've known that for days. Everyone in town has known that for days.
This is so exciting and kind of sad.
What could possibly be sad about finding gold?
I don't want everything in town to change. I like it just the way it is.
She's right. When things change, you can't just get the good change. You get the bad changes too. I wonder what they'll be.
I don't want bad changes.
Let's focus on the matter at hand here. Gold comes out of the mountain, and we all get to benefit. My glass is half full. All you half-emptiers need to perk up a little.
Party poopers?
I think we may need to establish a new club rule. No party poopers are allowed to pooper on our gold discovery party.
I second the motion.
Knock it off, guys. This is big, and we need to somehow get ready for it.
What if we all get rich and then get mean and selfish like Tiffany?
Oh, that would be...
That would be so bad.
Bad, yes. That would be very bad. I do not want that. Who said that I wanted that?
Well, I don't want more Tiffanys in town. Whoa. What if I get rich and get mean?
I don't think you could get mean, Goose. If you got 10 times meaner than you are now, you would still be the sweetest person in town.
If Goose got meaner than she is now, she would only share half of her cupcake at school.
Stop it, Ned. You're scaring me.
What do we have here? For smart kids and CJ.
Nice one, you. Well played.
What do we have here? 3 knuckleheads and, well, just 3 knuckleheads.
Goose?
Goose, deftly played.
I didn't know you had that in you, Goose.
I gotta give credit where credit is due. Goose, that was a zinger.
I'd give her a solid 8.7 on that one.
I beg to differ. She just called us knuckleheads. I'm calling that a 5.0. It's like calling the sky blue. You don't get extra points for stating the obvious.
Fair point.
Oh, no. It's already started. I'm getting meaner, and I'm not even rich yet. Oh, this is bad. I gotta get home. I don't want to be mean.
Well, Goose went home to worry, fret, and have a very comforting pimento cheese spread sandwich. The rest of the club went off to play, and Hugh, Mange, and Moldy wandered off to their secret place. An old storage shed behind the general store. It leans a little forward and to the left. Smells slightly of spoiled milk and routinely gives one of this raggedy crew a splinter in their south side. They come here when they feel the need to make plans, and today, they have really big plans to make.
I'm feeling conflicted.
Oh, great. Are we really gonna do this again?
All right. What do you feel conflicted about?
Why do you let him do this?
Should I invest my gold in stocks or real estate?
I'm tapping out this time. I can only take so much crazy. He's all yours.
Well, you heard Boggs. We're all gonna be rich.
Who said that? Nobody said that.
Mr. Rockler, he said that we're all gonna be rich. Probably they're gonna give everyone who lived here some gold each month.
That is not what I heard.
What do you think? Every month? That would be amazing! I can... Ow! Ah! Splinter! I got another splinter in my pants! I hate this place! When we get our gold, I'm gonna buy metal pants so I don't get any more splinters.
Metal pants seem like an overswing to me. You always go to the extreme.
And what would you suggest?
Chain mail pants, of course. Very flexible, dries quickly, wears like iron. Far more practical.
Interesting. I'll look into it.
Rockler didn't tell us exactly when it would begin, but I bet it'll be soon. Maybe we could even buy a decent shed to meet in.
Yeah! And chainmail pants.
Maybe a pair of chainmail shorts for the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna buy some new friends that are not this strange.
The next morning was Sunday, and Pastor Flint was just starting his sermon for his church in a tent, since the old church building was condemned.
So y'all heard from Mayor Boggs that the times, they are a-changing. Well, this is a reason to celebrate. But there is also opportunity here. Opportunity to end up in a heap of ashes, or an opportunity to take this gold business as an invitation from God. There have always been those in need around Wildwood. This might be an invitation to care for them better. We're all gonna be challenging the changing days ahead, so remember, As children of God, we're supposed to be known primarily by our love, not our prosperity or even by the good things we do. We are supposed to be known by our love.
Well, church is over. Big lunches have been eaten, and many an adult have begun taking their Sunday nap. The club, however, get to do what they like best now, and that is just being together in the clubhouse.
Some sermon today, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess. What do you mean?
They will know us by our love.
Uh-huh. Yep, I heard that.
What exactly are you talking about, CJ?
I just thought that it was really good that Pastor Flint was telling us to, you know, pull together. Circle in tight and show love to the folks in your tight circle before all the strangers get here. We don't want to be, you know, pulled down by folks we don't know.
That is not what I heard. Pastor Flint told us to get ready to love everyone and anyone who comes here. We're supposed to love them.
Wow, you made that all up just now. I heard him clearly. They will know us by our love. By our love for each other is what he meant, not strangers. That's just kooky.
That's what I heard, too. I agree with CJ. New folks are so new and icky.
Ned, you are barely nice to your own friends. No surprise you want to ignore new folks. We are supposed to be loving to total strangers. That's what the verse means, guys.
Agree to disagree, Goose. You're not yourself these days. I'm sticking with CJ on this one. I think he's right.
Double pinky agree?
Double pinky.
I just love being right.
Oh, brother.
Well, it's Monday morning, and things are getting back into the normal rhythm of life. You might think the kids were the only ones in town who heard the same words from Mr. Rockler and Pastor Flint, and yet had come away with totally different conclusions. But that was not at all the case. Let's look in on Mr. Crawford's general store. If you were to shuffle into the general store on any Monday morning, you'd find Chief Stag Williams and Police Officer Hunt playing checkers while Mr. Crawford works behind the register and debating with him about, well, everything.
Now, Boggs told me to my face that we'll need a proper fire engine in this town. New construction's going up in every direction. We'll need the right equipment to keep it all safe. It's all very exciting.
Stag, yeah, he told me much the same. We are not ready for all this change. It's been only me for years, and I got a jail door that won't lock. I had to use a bailing wire to keep that sailor overnight last month. I doubled the Wildwood police force last week when I hired my nephew.
So I've been thinking on your nephew. We can't have the whole town calling him Officer Booger.
Well, that would not be right. We've all called him that, though, since he was in grade school.
Yeah. One unfortunate incident in the third grade, and you get marked for life in a small town. I insist you call him by his last name. Officer Porter.
Of course. Out of respect for the badge. That is only right.
I think Officer Booger Porter will do a fine job.
It's not funny. King me.
So, when do you think Rockler will start handing out our share of the gold?
Never. The tunnel belongs to Rockler. The gold belongs to Rockler. Boggs can't do anything but try to figure out how to get tax money out of it all. Rockler never said we'd be getting paid just for breathing.
That's not what I heard. Lots of folks heard him say we were all gonna prosper now.
Yeah, if we're smart, work hard, and get lucky. Not gonna be any handouts. He said that very clearly.
That's not what I heard.
Not what I heard either. Stag, I think you better check your facts on that.
Now, those who think they heard Mr. Rockler say he's gonna give them all gold, well, they misunderstood him greatly, and they're in for a whole mess of disappointment. As bad as that is, if you misunderstand what God has said in the Bible, and then get all stubborn about it, well, that can rise to the level of the disastrous.
Oh, look at this. On page 157 in my catalog, there's some really handsome tie bars. I think I'll buy a few tie bars. Mm-hmm.
Well, school is out for the day, so the club has wandered into Crawford's General Store to do some of their favorite things. Eat some penny candy while they lay on their bellies on the floor, and look through one of the dozens of catalogs Mr. Crawford keeps on hand.
What in the world? A tie bar?
Clips your necktie and your shirt so your tie doesn't flop around in an unsightly fashion.
Unsightly. I like it.
Wow, that is a really neat solution to an unsightly problem.
You don't wear ties.
What? What did you say?
Ned, you've never worn a necktie. You don't own a necktie. Why do you need a tie bar?
Well, not yet, but...
Disaster averted. On page 232 in my catalog, there is a handsome collection of fine neckwear.
What is neckwear?
It's kind of expensive neckties.
Well, hey there, kids. What are y'all catalog hunting for today?
Fancy shoes.
Try the back of the red catalog.
Overalls with flowers.
Try the green catalog, but no guarantees on the flower part.
A spacesuit.
What? I'm embarrassed. I was gonna say an everlasting ice cream machine. But now I see the light. I want a spacesuit too.
I don't think we have any spacesuit catalogs.
Mr. Crawford, were you at church yesterday?
I was indeed, CJ.
Stop, CJ.
So Pastor Flint told us to pull together so we'll be ready when the strangers move in, right?
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard they will know us by our love.
Exactly. Everyone.
Yippers! Everybody everywhere!
Especially those in real need.
I heard we need to come together. Love those we know so we will be ready to defend against all the newcomers who are not like us.
Yes, exactly!
Good grief! That's not... Ugh!
Hey parents, Dave Carl here. You can now log on to pawsandtails.org/CJ and download a coloring sheet of CJ for your kids. It could just launch your child's artistic career or just keep them busy for a while. That's pawsandtails.org/CJ. Check back often for other characters to come.
Well, the whole town is in one magnificent tizzy. Folks are arguing about what they heard, and many are just getting mean as they grumble about what they think they heard from Rockler and Pastor Flint. But no one anywhere has thought to go and find out what either of them meant. Now, Miss Harbor, the town's school teacher, is known far and wide for being highly creative. When she heard all the fussing and confusion, well, she saw it as a learning opportunity and had to step in.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Harbor.
Welcome to the new main office of the Wildwood Gazette.
She's doing something here. This is gonna be good.
I love it when she does this kind of thing.
You are, as of today, all my reporters, and I am the editor-in-chief of this newspaper. You can call me Chief. We have the Wednesday edition running in 48 hours, and I need some hard-hitting stories to print.
Ooh, I want to do a story on arch-villains who are trying to take over the world.
I want to do a story on superheroes who foil the plans of arch-villains.
Oh, foil. Nice touch there.
Why, thank you.
I will give you your story assignment.
Here goes my scoop on arch-villains.
Foiled again.
That's enough, both of you. We have a disaster building in town. There are rumors that Mr. Rockler will be giving gold to everyone in town.
I've heard people say that.
Everyone's saying it, so it's true.
No, CJ, that is very poor thinking for a newspaper reporter. A thing is not true just because people say it repeatedly. Here at the Wildwood Gazette, we only print the truth.
Don't feel bad, CJ. You're just starting out in the newspaper business. You'll get there. Oh, no. Was that mean? I'm so sorry. It's getting worse, guys.
Some sources say that Mr. Rockler plans on giving out gold, and others are certain he will not. We need to get to the bottom of this, and now.
You should go with CJ and show him the ropes. He's just starting out in the news game.
We also have rumors that Pastor Flint has preached a sermon telling folks to circle up and be ready to defend against all newcomers.
Yep, lots of people. I'm just gonna sit here and listen for a bit.
Some say the Bible says to only love those you already love. Is it true? Did Pastor Flint say that, or is there a conspiracy to bend his words to some nefarious purpose?
Nefarious? Oh, I'm using that this week for sure.
Me! I'll take that one. I will find the truth, Chief. I won't sleep or eat until I get to the bottom of it all.
What about lunch?
Oh, I'll have lunch first.
And dinner?
Marcia, a girl has to eat. Oh, well, I'll definitely do dinner.
So come bedtime, you...
Okay, people, it was just big talking, don't you know? Who's with me on this?
I'll go with you.
Me too. I'll bring snacks. Snacks are always a good idea.
We would like to do a story, too.
Excellent.
I want to do an investigative piece. Banana-flavored taffy. Are there really bananas in the candy? Or is it something else?
I have always wondered about that.
I thought about it, too. They wouldn't call it banana if it wasn't really banana.
That would be a really great story.
Hugh, Mange, and Multi. I'm putting you three on the Rockler investigation.
I want that story.
Assignment. That's your assignment. It'll be your story when it is written and printed.
CJ, don't be worried. You'll catch on eventually.
I have assignments for all of you. Your deadline is end of class tomorrow.
CJ, deadline is newspaper talk for when it's due.
Stacy.
So every reporter of the Wildwood Gazette ran home after school to get some kind of reporter-style hat to wear and stuck a card in the hat band that read Press. They then scrambled all over town to investigate their respective stories. CJ and Ned are at Ned's house for their news story strategy session.
Okay, so Mr. Rockler is an important and very busy man. He will not just take a meeting with a couple of kid reporters, huh?
Right. We need to be smart here. We need to get to him and pepper him with questions before he has a chance to call for security.
Right. Wait. What? There'll be security?
Of course there will. Maybe we can pose as lowly window washers and get into his office from the outside window.
His office is on the third floor.
Yeah, it is. We need a new plan.
Disguises!
Disguises would be so great.
The girls all got their reporter notepads and headed over to Pastor Flint's house to get the truth for their story.
Pastor Flint, we are very important reporters, and we have very investigative questions to ask you.
I'm glad you're here. Let's get all this cleared up. It's frustrated me to no end. People saying I said things I never did.
Exactly. Did you or did you not say strangers are scary and bad?
Marcia!
Oh, too much? I thought so too. Pastor Flint, what do you want to talk about? Sorry about before.
Let's go with your first question, Miss Marcia Moffat. Not only did I not say that strangers are scary and bad, I have never said anything of the kind.
Marcia Moffat. Not only... Wait, what was after that?
In the Old Testament, God did tell Israel not to marry into other groups, but the nation of Israel was supposed to be a blessing to the whole world and tell other nations about the love of God. Write this down.
Old Testament. Oh, wait, what was after that?
Jesus loved everyone he met up with. Romans, tax collectors, the worst kind of sinners. He offered love to them all. Some wanted more and some walked away, but Jesus was known by his love of everyone. And we are called to do the same.
Yes, to all of that, but wasn't Jesus really rough on some people?
Ooh, yes, the Pharisees. He called them a bad name.
You're right, but the Pharisees were not strangers at all. They knew the Bible, but they were reading it and coming up with things God never said. Then they got all stubborn about it. Even when Jesus told them the truth, they wouldn't listen.
Didn't listen to Jesus? Oh, that is so bad.
When you are not sure about something in the Bible, you have to look at other verses about the same thing to get a good understanding. If you just take one verse or sentence off by itself, you can start believing all kinds of crazy things. We want to know what God meant to say, not what we want him to have said.
So be nice. Be nice to everyone.
We knew that.
Of course you did. It's all over the Bible, so go out and print your paper and set the record straight. I'm tired of all these shenanigans. I told the congregation to go out and love everyone, new, old, tall, short, rich, and poor. So go out and show God's love. You got it?
Got it. Hold the presses. We have the front page story. Let's go!
Thanks, Pastor Flynn.
Yeah, thanks!
Oh, my. I don't know how to spell shenanigans. S-H-N-I-G-O. Oh, my. Oh, wait for me!
Meanwhile, back at Ned's house, the boys are spending a whole lot of time getting nothing done.
Woo! I like the mustache. Most workmen have mustaches now. Ball caps! We need old, worn-out ball caps to complete the disguise.
So, we will both very casually empty the trash cans in the nearby offices, then just go in Mr. Rockler's office like we do it all the time.
I'm gonna have a blue rag hanging out my back pocket. All the best workmen have one.
Good, me too. I'll say, Mr. Rockler, the town needs to know. Did you say that you will give out gold to everyone who lives in Wildwood or not? He won't know what hit him.
I will be ready with my reporter notepad to copy down everything he says. We'll be the best investigative reporters in Wildwood.
Not just in Wildwood,
in the world.
Hi, Dave Carl here, creator of Paws and Tails. The creative team here has just finished the full-color official map of Wildwood. I wanted to sell it for $3.
I wanted to sell it for $3 billion. You should see this thing.
But Pastor Chuck said to give it away for free. You gotta love that guy. So
visit pawsandtails.org/wildwoodmap and download your own free copy of the official map of Wildwood today.
With workaman disguises in place, CJ and Ned headed right over to the headquarters of Rockler Enterprises Incorporated. They looked up at the three-story building and started to lose a good bit of the fire from their belly for investigative reporting.
Wow, this is a skyscraper.
Bigger up close than I remembered. I'll stay here, and you can go empty the trash can and all. It'll look more convincing if there's only one of us. You.
No, we have to do this together. No one will recognize us in these disguises, so we're good to go. Go on in and I'll be right behind you.
Look, Hugh, Mange, and Multi are coming out of the Rockler building. More than a bit disappointed, I'm guessing.
Not one disguise between them.
I'll bet they got kicked out by security. Oh, here they come. They won't recognize us, so just act normal.
I got a sneeze coming on. Handkerchief! I got a sneeze coming. Handkerchief! Gone. It's gone. I hate losing a good sneeze.
Where do you think they go?
Where does what go?
Why would you ask? Now he's gonna...
The law sneezes!
I told you. We can't keep encouraging this kind of thing. If you don't smack him now, I will.
Hey, Ned.
What? Ned? Who's Ned?
Handkerchief. I need a handkerchief.
CJ has one in his back pocket.
Wait, hey, that's not...
Here, use this!
That was ginormous!
I think I just saw a puff of dust come out of his ears. That had to hurt. You okay?
No. That was the biggest sneeze I ever snoused. I think I momentarily lost all sensation in my feet.
That was so amazing! Do it again.
Hey, we should name it.
Like a hurricane. Yes, Sneeze William.
No. Sneeze Malcolm.
Not bad.
A Sneeze Bernard.
Sneeze Bernard!
That has some gravitas. Good one, Ned.
What? Ned? Who's this Ned?
CJ, what the mustache?
It's not... We're going in to interview Mr. Rockler and get the truth.
You are disguised. Nice.
We just got done interviewing him. About an hour ago.
You did not!
Yeah, we got a tour of the warehouse by Mr. Yusuf. Nice. Weird, but nice.
Wait, you just walked in and Mr. Rockler gave you an interview?
Sure. Miss Harper set it all up.
He's left for the day, though. He was going to wait for you two to come in and interview him, but I guess you took all afternoon to make bad mustaches.
What have we done?
We have no story.
No scoop for the front page.
Oh, hey, thanks for the hanky.
Do not take that.
That is disgusting.
Well, what did you expect?
That was
Sneeze Bernard!
Pastor Flint told us, and I quote, "Jesus loved everyone he met with, Romans, tax collectors, and the worst kind of sinners. He offered love to them all."
Then he told us some wanted more and some walked away, but Jesus was known by his love of everyone, and we are called to do the same.
In summary, to end all the confusion, we are to love everyone because Jesus first loved us. It's how people will know that we are believers, by our love. The end.
Nicely done, girls. Nicely done. An A for your work.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Harper.
Thank you, Ms. Harper.
Mange, Multi, Hugh, will you read your article to the class?
Yes, I will. Mr. Rockler.
Please stand to read your article.
Oh, sure. Mr. Rockler said he will not be giving any gold to anyone just 'cause. The end.
Wait, what? That's it?
We've just been scooped by a guy who says just 'cause? Oh, this is so humiliating.
Amazing. Right to the point.
No wasted words. That is just good journalism right there. Time for a big hug.
Oh, that would be delightful.
I was kidding. What's wrong with you? I don't do hugs.
Well, you three certainly did do the work and got the interview. You all get a C on your assignment.
I'm a journalist. I think I'm gonna cry.
This is just the beginning of our minimalist style of journalism.
You know, I feel like I should have taken a bath for this. My next article is called My Plans for Writing More Articles in the Future. The article itself reads, I will write more.
Good. So good. No wasted words.
I hope we have learned just because many people say something does not make it true. Get your facts straight from the source, and you will do the world a great service. When it comes to the Bible, never just take one verse and run with it. What do other similar verses tell you? It takes some work, but you are all more than capable of this. Study to show yourselves approved of God.
That's 2 Timothy 2:15.
Good, Goose. Because you all worked so hard on this assignment, you can leave 10 minutes early today. Except for you, Ned and CJ. You get to start writing an article on how to interview someone while not in disguise.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, sometimes you hear one thing, and then you hear something completely different. How will I ever know which way is right? Oh, wow! Well, it sounds like I'm about to find out.
If you want to solve a mystery, you've got to be a sleuth.
But how?
Connect the dots and search for clues until you find the truth.
Oh,
You've got to dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper.
Don't you leave a single stone unturned. You've got to dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper.
'Cause you'll be blessed with every lesson learned. If you want to know what God would say, oh, you've got to go investigate. You've got to dig, dig, dig a little deeper in God's holy word.
Dig a little deeper.
People say a lot of things that cause them to debate, but a good investigator goes and gets the story straight.
Yeah, but where?
Straight from the Bible, where the truth is there in black and white.
Uh-huh.
When you crack down, track it down, verse by verse, then you'll know you've got it right.
Oh, you gotta dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper.
Don't you leave a single stone unturned.
You've gotta dig a little deeper.
Dig a little deeper.
'Cause you'll be blessed with every lesson learned. If you wanna know what God would say, oh, you've got to go investigate.
You've gotta dig a little deeper in God's holy word.
Oh, yeah!
The word of God is perfect. The word of God is true. The word of God can help you when you don't.
Is like searching for pure gold.
Oh, wow!
You'll find priceless truth and wisdom there, great treasures to behold.
Ooh.
Don't let them sit there buried.
Dive in,
and soon you'll know the blessings just get richer
the deeper that you go.
If you want to know what God would say, oh, you've got to go investigate.
You've
got to
dig
a little deeper in God's holy word.
Yeah.
If you want to know what God would say,
we do.
Oh, you've got to go investigate.
You've
got to
dig a little deeper in God's holy word.
Dig a little deeper.
To order a copy of today's program, Not What I Heard, just visit us online at pawsandtails.org. Not What I Heard was written and directed by Dave Carr. The song, Dig a Little Deeper, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Inside for Living Ministries production.